Wir schalten jetzt um zu Santa Dupuy. Can you hear us?
Yes, yes, I can.
Okay, go ahead. From France, and you're also a member of the European version of the of CHD, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, actually, I'm the founder, you know.
Okay, go ahead.
I was the one to press Robert Kennedy to say, you know, mm-hmm. we must do, this is an international issue, you know, we must expand. So thank you very much. I just wanted to say, so one of the reasons why we opened up also is for two reasons. One is that I wanted to, let's say, you know, call out the international global agenda, health agenda, vaccination agenda that I've been following for a few years. And the second one is to be able to take some actions at a European level, since general self-defense in the United States cannot directly, let's say, you know, file against, for example, European institutions. One action that we did co-file with many other organizations here in Europe is the annulment against the European Parliament of the vote they took to actually give a waiver, so to bypass any kind of evaluation of GMO evaluation for the COVID vaccine. So that is an action that was taken prior to what it's actually in a way also related to, I'll say Renata's actions is also a bit like in the continuation. So we did that together with five other organizations. And just like a couple of days ago, we had the first memorandum of the defense of the union. What I would simply ask, and Jean-Luc Duhamel is also very informed, you know, other people on the group, sure. What I would simply say is that if anyone, there is still a possibility to file an amicus curiae letter. So if any of you want to join this this action, you know, you're more than welcome to contact us, and I think it's still worth doing. So that's just one quick thing. The other thing is, my thing, I'm not a lawyer, I'm a journalist. I'm from Belgium. Good news from Belgium, very quick, but we have the three bars, so the Association of Lawyers have written an open letter to the government, so they represent 18,500 lawyers, in which they really call for the respect of the constitution, of the state of law, and they ask for debate in the parliament against corona measures and others. So that's nice. There's a group of 30 of them who now wants to file on, you know, COVID in general, different things. Want to file against, you know, the vaccination passport, for example, others on a PCR test and so on. So I would like, you know, to put them in touch with, let's say, the specialist amongst you, and so that they can also, use, you know, your skills and your material. Some are also specialized in European legislation. I think it's worth, it's worth also doing a legal action at a European level. I must say that somebody on the Zoom call here, I'm not mentioning the name, but is also very interested to get in touch with you. She is actually the person who wrote the legislation for everything that's the audiovisual legislation of the European Union. And so she's also responsible for like the negotiations between the institutions. So she can certainly advise, and she's very aware of the way that, you know, all the violations taken now against this legislation. So she's certainly willing to help. And if you're interested, you know, everything that's censorship and, you know, not respecting the propaganda, media propaganda, etc., not respecting the mission, let's say, of the audiovisual public service, she'd be happy to help. And so the next thing that I want to say is, as a journalist, of course, I think that, you know, one of the things that I want to do is share the news of the different things, let's say, that are, you know, interesting here in Europe for us, and of course also in interaction with the United States. One thing where I also want to, I think it's needed really to discuss, and this is a question I have for the lawyers of you. If we look at the steps that the European Union has taken, the Commission is really acting just like all the national parliaments in the way that they really put the Parliament aside, you know, with the Accelerator Act, which would be a bit like the warp speed operation for the vaccines. And so there is, for me, really an attempt to take away not only the sovereignty of citizens, but also the sovereignty of member states. And I think we really need to educate both the public and the politicians in our different nations, mm-hmm. that, you know, this is what the European Union wants to do. And if you look at the proposal that the Commission did on November 11, they proposed this European Union of Health, that where they would have like this, you know, expert group recommending everything, but then with a harmonized, centralized, you know, European, let's say, you know, European decision organ with the European CDC, you know, the EMA, etc. The expert groups with Drosten and Piot and all those guys. Who have been doing the recommendations. And what is very concerning to me also is not only the fact that they want to centralize the recommendations, they want it to be binding for the member states. So normally, you know, health competences were all national. And then suddenly we had the cross-border health threat, which we inherited from the legislation they passed, you know, calling to the global health security agenda and the WHO and the UN treaties, etc. But now they really want to have, you know, take this competence as a European competence. And I think this is very serious, all the more because they want some enforcement power behind it. So kind of setting up a sort of coronavirus police or something, you know? So I think while we can, in a way, say, well, you know, many, many governments are on the point of perhaps collapsing, and we can criticize them for the way they handle the pandemic, the European Commission will come with all the international organization and say, well, you know, we can see that it's a crisis all over Europe, and a political and economic crisis, and now we have to intervene and take, you know, centralize the power, because all together with your individual incapable responses, you did a very bad job. So I think we need to be very, very, you know, cautious about what is going to happen there, and to speak out and discuss the fact that the United Nations and, for example, the you know, World Economic Forum have signed agreement treaties. So this is not normal, because it's really this private, as Ralph Ludwig said, and also Renata and the Italian lawyer. It's really this privatization, private public, you know, incestuous relationship. And my question is, can we also attack those big corporations and those treaties that are actually are just taking away the are an attack on the nation, you know, the sovereignty of the member states, as kind of coup d'etat, you know? Is it possible to say, you know, this is an attack on our nations, and of course us, on our power as citizens of?
I think we have to go. We have to go both ways. I think we have to go both ways. We have to attack those who are responsible, suing them for damages, suing them in order to prove in courts of law that they lied to us about the PCR tests. And at the same time, we have to do it on a on another level, which you have just been speaking about. But we have to do it on both levels. We have to make sure that this new world order will not come into existence, because that's what you're talking about right now. They're trying to do this on a European level. They're trying to institute a European government, which we haven't had thus far, which is only the precursor, probably, of what's supposedly going to happen worldwide, which will then be the new world order. We have to attack on both fronts, I think. We have to make use of all of our legal options. Let me quickly translate that, please. Also, Senta Depuy ist keine Anwältin, sondern sie ist Journalistin. Sie erzählt aber davon, dass sie arbeitet für CHD, also für Children's Health Defense, hat das Ganze in Europa aufgebaut und erzählt davon, was im Grunde auch schon der Richter Giorgiani berichtet hat, nämlich dass Bestrebungen laufen, die Nationen durch die Corporations, durch die großen Unternehmen, durch die Davos-Clique übernehmen zu lassen. Also sowas wie eine Privatisierung passiert. Wir haben das ja schon auf dem Level erörtert, dass hier kleine und mittlere Unternehmen zerstört werden, damit sie von den großen Plattformen übernommen werden. Das Ganze läuft über die Weltgesundheitsorganisation, zu der sich ja auch Giorgiani ausführlich geäußert hat. Das Ganze läuft aber auch über das World Economic Forum. Wir sollten also, sagt sie, obwohl viele Governments kurz vorm Crashen stehen, möglicherweise auch das Deutsche auf jeden Fall, aber nach dem, was wir gehört haben, auch die Regierung in Österreich, wir sollten vorsichtig sein und uns nicht darauf verlassen, dass das Problem löst, denn dann wird die Europäische Union übernehmen und wird dann sowas wie eine europäische Regierung werden. Das jedenfalls ist der Plan und wird dann insbesondere auch, obwohl das bisher nach dem Prinzip der Subsidiarität in den einzelnen europäischen Ländern geregelt war, diese Hoheit wird dann eben auch gerade die Gesundheit von oben dirigieren. Dann wird es Impfzwänge geben. Senta hat schon darauf hingewiesen, ähnlich wie es eben der Richter Giorgiani für Israel erzählt hat. Es gibt in Israel geheim gehaltene Verträge, die zwischen der Regierung Netanyahu und Pfizer geschlossen wurden. Und danach muss die israelische Regierung sogar eine bestimmte Anzahl an Geimpften vorweisen innerhalb einer bestimmten Zeit. Sowas geht eigentlich gar nicht, aber es ist so. Und ähnlich ist das, was auch vorhin Renate erzählt hat, sind die Bemühungen auf europäischer Ebene. Das bestätigt Senta Depuy jetzt. Also wir müssen damit rechnen, wenn wir hier nicht im großen Stil antworten und uns wehren, dass wir in 0, nichts eine europäische Regierung haben, die plötzlich die Gesundheitskompetenz über alle europäischen Länder hat und genau das vorgibt, was in Italien, wo die Phase 3 der Entwicklung, so hat sie Giorgiani beschrieben, schon eingetreten ist, dass dann genauso wie in Israel die Vorgaben kommen, dass so und so viel Prozentzahlen innerhalb bestimmter Zeiten an Bevölkerung geimpft sein muss. Sie hat aber zwischendrin auch noch eine gute Nachricht gehabt, weil auch in Brüssel, sie ist keine Französin, sondern Belgierin, weil in Belgien sich einige Juristenorganisationen zusammengetan haben und einen offenen Brief veröffentlicht haben, in dem sie auf die Verfassungswidrigkeit, die EU-Rechtswidrigkeit dessen, was hier gerade passiert, hinweisen. Okay, I think I got most of what you said.
Yeah, just one thing you didn't, to come back, two documents. Look at the proposal of the Commission on 11 November, and I just shared it to you so we can share later. But that's the whole plan that they want to submit now, to make this European Union of Health. Uh-huh. So they want to, make this European government through health. And the second thing is they also want to make a European agency for the pandemic response. Mm. Like you have a new agency. It's going to called HERA, H-E-R-A. And so there is you can now answer and participate and give your opinion, to the commission as a citizen. So it's open. They have a poll, on this. So it's also, worth, expressing yourself on it. Even if we know that it's not very, that's not going to change.
What document is this? Where can we read this?
I will send it to you. You know, the everything is on, of course, on the website of the European Union.
Okay.
Itself, you know.
We'll publish it on our website as well, so that everyone can read it. Okay.
And then the last thing that you didn't translate, there is someone on the chat here on the Zoom who is working, who wrote the European legislation for audiovisual rights, and she's willing, you know, in the European Union, and so she's willing to help for everybody that wants to file, you know, for against the censorship, the propaganda, and you know, so she's with us. So write to me, and I will share.
Yeah, please send me, because I'm not following the chat right now. Send us the contact data for her. I'm going to translate that. Also, es gibt jemanden im Chat, die dabei ist, die aber nicht genannt werden will. Gesetze zu den audiovisuellen Rechten innerhalb der Europäischen Union maßgeblich zu verantworten hat. Die will uns unterstützen hinter den Kulissen. Wir werden mit ihr in Kontakt treten. Das andere, was noch nicht richtig übersetzt war, ist, dass Senta darauf hinweist, dass, wenn wir hier nicht wirklich stark aufpassen, es sowas wie European Health geben wird, obwohl es bisher ja so ist, dass jedes einzelne Mitgliedsland der EU selbst für Gesundheit verantwortlich war. Jetzt kommt das also von oben runter. Und what is this HERA again? What does it stand for?
Oh God, okay. I need to look at. But it's like an agency for the pandemic response. You know, okay. It's like a new agency.
And does it exist already, or are
not
they?
Not yet. No, not okay. yet. It's a proposal. And you have they make a poll, you can participate and say your opinion about the project.
Yeah.
And
okay, und es gibt schon.
I'll share to you.
Yeah, very good. Und es soll eine Agentur, eine Behörde eingerichtet werden auf europäischer Ebene, die dann zuständig ist zur Pandemiebekämpfung. Die heißt abgekürzt HERA, H-E-R-A. Das heißt also, hier sind schon ganz, ganz starke Bestrebungen im Gange, genau das zu tun, was die Phase 3 in Israel schon ist, die vorhin Giorgiani beschrieben hat, auch wenn ich das nicht ins Deutsche übersetzt habe. Ich war davon ausgegangen, dass die englische Übersetzung von Renate weitgehend verstehbar ist. Aber ich fasse es trotzdem noch mal zusammen. Giorgiani hat darauf hingewiesen, dass die Ermittlungen offenbar der italienischen Justiz ergeben haben, dass es hier noch nie um Gesundheit gegangen ist, sondern ausschließlich darum, dass ein paar weltbeherrschende Unternehmen nun wirklich die Welt beherrschen wollen, sich dazu der Kontrolle über die WHO bedient haben und sich dann auch über die Plattformen wie die Davos-Clique, also über die Plattformen wie das Weltwirtschaftsforum treffen. Und er hat darauf hingewiesen, dass das Ganze in drei Phasen abläuft. Die zweite Phase haben wir jetzt gerade. Wir sind jetzt an die Impfung gewöhnt worden. Die erste Phase war der Test mit, können wir überhaupt so weit gehen, dass sie das alle mitmachen mit dem Social Distancing und Masken tragen. Jetzt sind wir bei den Impfungen. In Israel ist man so weit, dass es Impfzwang langsam gibt und dass die Regierung sogar verpflichtet ist, vertraglich bestimmte Quoten an Geimpften zu bringen. Und Giorgiani hat gesagt, das stimmt mit dem überein, was Senta De Puy sagt, wenn wir hier nicht auch die Bevölkerung mobilisieren und auf der Straße zeigen, so wie uns das die österreichischen Kollegen vorhin erklärt haben, auf der Straße zeigen, dass wir nicht damit einverstanden sind und nicht mitspielen werden, dann werden wir überrollt werden, weil die Gruppe von korrupten, so hat er es ganz deutlich gesagt, korrupten und kriminellen Unternehmen, insbesondere aus der Pharmaindustrie, aber auch der Tech-Industrie, die sich hier positioniert hat, mit Hilfe von Bill Gates und mit Hilfe von Klaus Schwab und seinem Great Reset, diese Gruppe vor nichts zurückschreckt und er, Giorgiani, sie als kriminelle Organisation bezeichnet. Die haben überall ihre Leute postiert. Eine davon ist Frau von der Leyen, die auf Wegen, die wir gar nicht richtig nachvollziehen können, plötzlich zur Kommissionsvorsitzenden auf der EU-Ebene geworden ist. So, I think I got it, didn't I?
Yeah, sure. It's the Health Emergency Response Agency, of course.
Another one of those fantasy names that sounds, yeah, but it sounds so nice. Yeah, yeah.
I would say, you know, with the bad clique, you have the World Economic Forum, etc., but you have the role of the European central banks and the central banks in general, and they're really taking part of it. You can see now in Italy, you know, the government resigned, and then you have Mario Draghi, who was the former. So, I mean, it's all in line. You know, I'm not going to... Okay, I leave you. But
thank you for all these warnings.
No, I stay on, but I mean.
I was going to say, Health Emergency Response Agency.
Yes.
Oh, they could have named it if they were telling us the truth. They could have named it. Death Dispension Center. Okay. No time for jokes, not in this context. Okay, well, thank you very much, Senta. Okay. Thank you very much.